Long time, did he? Like, how do we the stories and autobiography release? Was it something he wrote, or is it something he spoke to his students? You know,
probably both. He's one of the few forest teachers who was quite prolific at writing. I remember the. Which again, it's sort of, you have this image of Ajahn Mahabua being, you know, this fierce taskmaster, but his, I remember, it was actually the person who was telling me this was the secretary to Ajahn Phan, the mother of the great Ajahn Mun disciples, and he said, well, you'd be at Wat Pa Da, Ajahn Mahabua's monastery, and be quite quiet during the day, and then you'd hear this tap, 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 tap. He's on a typewriter. And this is how he would write either the different, I mean, he did Ajahn Mun biography, a biography of Bukhal, Meiji Gao, and he typed all sorts of other books that he did. He also used to, there's a very interesting book of Ajahn Mahabua's, which is a compilation of letters and answers, like letters that were written and then his answers to them. So that he used to do correspondence with people all over the country about their practice. So it's an interesting juxtaposition. It's just an incredibly compassionate effort going into to teach and to write and to record things, and then also his. It's a very strong commitment to practice and training, both training himself and training the monks in his monastery.